if your dad were gay, do you think he'd be a top or a bottom?
Top.
Top?
Yeah.
That means he'd probably be a bottom.
Yeah.
I feel I don't want my dad to be a bottom.
And we're live.
Live and direct.
Okay. Oh my God.
Did I get it all right? Wow.
Yeah. Wow. I'm just so proud of myself right now.
Becoming more and more of a lesbian every day. Now you're really like a tech les.
Lesbians in tech. I'm actually part of that like coalition. It's a real thing.
Like a Facebook group?
Coalition?
It's a coalition.
God, that sounds
yeah.
so official. Ooh. Tech lesbian.
You guys have badges?
We've got badges we, you know, plug into each other's
vaginas.
HDMI ports.
Hey! Oh, there's our clap.
There's the clap.
There it is. That was a good high five.
Marissa, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, plug your little SD cards.
Yeah, we upload and download all over each other.
Oh, God, that's so hot.
That's awesome.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
A lot of steamy glasses.
Oh, yeah.
And steamy opinions. The coalition of tech lesbians. Can you imagine? They're probably so annoying.
It's quite literally called Lesbians in Tech. Look it up.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I just made that up, but yeah. It's real.
I don't identify as a lesbian, though.
Yeah.
What do you identify as?
A person.
Yeah, that's
a human
nice.
Being.
Because, like, my thing is, if you're a consenting adult with half a brain, I'm gonna holler.
I'm gonna stick something in there.
Yeah.
I'm gonna steam those glasses.
Yeah, I'm gonna steam up those glasses, steam up that booty hole.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Same. Well,
except for you didn't accept my dog in your asshole.
Ooh, yeah. I have a few hard limits, and one of them is anything with animals.
Bestiality.
Bestiality.
Out of the
bestiality out of the window.
Yeah.
Nothing like weird about kids, like any pedophilia type stuff.
That's sure. fair.
And that's pretty much it. Like I
scat.
Okay, so here's my thing with scat.
Scat.
Poop. That's poopy.
Here's my thing with scat.
I'm like bop, 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 bop.
Oh, I love it.
And I'm against it. That's right above pedophilia.
Right. Like, what's the beef with scat? It's like, can't enjoy a beat.
Right. I would shit on somebody.
That was beautiful, by the way.
But I wouldn't let anybody shit on me. Like, I would shit on you if you wanted to. If, like, that would really turn you on, then I'd do it if you paid me.
Yeah. I think I'd be too poop shy. I didn't really have to be a and also my shit's like they're not sexy.
Yeah.
It would just be me like butt pissing.
No,
I think
poops.
That's the point. You could get more money for that.
Is that?
Yeah.
Hey, Colin, if diarrheaing on your dick is something you
if you're
want,
into that wet.
Would that be considered anal piss play?
Wet ass.
Anal piss play.
Yeah.
Water,
technically.
Play?
Yeah. Should we call up the tech lesbians and ask them?
Yeah, maybe they know. Maybe they have an API for that.
An API.
I don't even know what an API is.
Ass pussy inversion. Yes.
Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot.
Mm-hmm. I know you do.
Yeah. I would be so poop shy, I think.
Yeah, that's
also
stressful.
Where would you do it? In the tub?
I pissed on a dude once and he just
plastic wrap.
But he just put down a towel.
Towel?
Yeah.
Just like a regular old
bath
towel.
There wasn't like a tarp.
But the shit
be loud.
The shit that's
the
different.
The shit is different.
Yeah.
Then you're just throwing away towels, and that's bad for the environment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you can, like, rinse it off and then throw it in the wash. Never shit your pants and like the pair of pants.
Actually, I have.
Yep. I actually haven't shit my pants. Actually, I think I might have for the first time, like, since I've been sober.
You just never knew?
It wasn't really I shit my pants. I just ate a bunch of hot wings and woke up in the middle of the night like, oh, God, it's time. And it's like, there's, like, a slight leak. But
I
it wasn't
don't
like
think
shit.
That counts.
No, it doesn't count.
No, it was like pre-cum of shit.
Pre-asshole.
Pre-poo.
Anal ooze.
Well, this is sexy. Yeah.
Well, what'd you expect? Welcome back, by the way.
I know. Oh, I missed it.
We're sitting here with the one and the only Connor Mead. And I got my co-host here, Snitchy. Ex-co-host, new co-host. Oh, I could cry. Oh, I just did cry in my car for an hour with my therapist, so we're doing great. Yeah, it was all about you, actually.
Yeah,
I was
it.
Like, oh, God, she won't shit on me. And I just don't know how to move the relationship forward.
Just a little thumb in the butt.
Just a little
thumb in the butt. That's what you do for babies, right? When they need to shit?
I haven't got that far with the baby yet.
Who did that to you?
We're not at that level.
Well,
that's not
really why I was crying in the car for an hour.
I used to get
constipated
a lot when I was little.
Yeah.
And we had like a shit spoon. It was like a little teaspoon that
that you'd shove up your asshole?
And, yeah.
For real?
Yeah. It was like a really tiny, it was like a baby spoon. It was like the best way to just like.
I'm honestly pretty sure that my mom has definitely stuck her finger up my asshole.
Sometimes you have to.
I used to be very constipated as a child as well.
Yeah. I don't know what that was. But it was cute because I'd always be like, Grandma, I'm complicated. And she'd be like, all us ladies are.
Once I was so constipated. I was once so constipated as a child that my mom took me to the hospital. They thought I had appendicitis. Oh. And then all the scans and shit came out back. And they were like, oh, no, you're just constipated. And filled one of my poop. Best friend's moms worked at the hospital and she had to give me an enema. And I was like 8 or 9 years old.
Does it feel good?
No, it doesn't feel good.
I feel like it'd be like freeing.
Not the furrow of the brows. So what do they do? What even is an enema?
It's like a bottle. I think it might be like a saline solution. Right. And it looks kind of like a ketchup bottle almost, but like clear because it's got that little tip on it.
Ketchup,
and they just squeeze it in. And within a couple minutes, you'd feel like you're going to shit all over yourself.
Oh, wow. I think I want one of those.
I kind
of
do. I kind of feel like that'd be nice.
The gays do it all the time.
Right.
The bottoms.
Yeah. Gotta. Gotta keep it crisp.
Crisp asshole.
Crisp asshole.
Yep. Just to get ready to meet somebody in a parking lot.
Yeah. Well, it's because you don't want to shit on them.
Well, yeah, of course. Well, unless they want that. Which, yeah. Full circle. Speaking of daddy, congratulations on your most recent abortion.
Oh, thank you.
This is mother forward now.
Most recent?
Yeah. I had one about, what was it, 5 months ago?
Oh, okay. I knew about that one. I thought there was another
one.
Yeah.
Just keep going.
Yeah.
Just keeps fucking the same Puerto Ricans.
No, it's a different Puerto Ricans now.
Right.
That one's a piece of shit.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Puerto Rican.
Was it Pitbull?
I wish.
Or Bad Bunny?
Ugh, neither.
Those are the only Puerto Ricans I know.
I'd say more like on the Prince. Bad Bunny side.
Yeah. Mm. He looked like a Puerto Rican prince. He was very attractive, very good at sex. And he was a fun hang, but he's also just like a little gremlin piece of shit.
Mm. He was tall.
He wasn't that tall. He's a little bit taller than me.
Which is tall for me.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Anybody's tall for you.
He's skinny, so he could like get right in there.
Mm.
That was nice.
Just ride him like a pole.
Yeah, exactly.
Doing flips around him and shit.
Yeah.
Exciting. Well, no wonder you got pregnant.
Yeah, you know, like you just go for hours and it was bound to happen eventually. We're fucking for like a year.
Mm.
So
was there a time, like, was there a moment that you were like thinking about keeping the baby?
No. The only person who was upset at all was my mom. And I don't think she even like wants a grandkid. She's just like wanted to be there for me, which it was like, it sucks. Like I did the pill. If you can do the operation, do that, ladies. The pill sucks because it's kind of like you take it and this is like I don't know, half an hour to 2 hours, you're gonna start feeling something. I like immediately was like, ugh! Like felt like it just feels like you have to shit really bad.
Damn.
And then you're also like having period cramps times 10, and then you're like sitting on the toilet like, oh, but I gotta move, but I gotta shit. So I just ended up
baby enema.
Yeah, it is a baby enema. Oof. So I just ended up going in the shower. Mine only took around 2 hours, but I heard there's some people that last up to like 10 hours.
Oh no.
And that's
it's still less than actual labor. Yeah. So true. I might rather have an abortion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should send the picture. 100p. I sent you a picture of it.
Yeah.
I want to see.
I blocked it out of my mind.
Yeah.
I love gore.
You didn't have to say yes.
No, I wanted to see
it. I know, right? Because it does look like a blood clot, but you can kind of see like the sword, like
the brain.
The brain. It had like, it looked like a dead rat. Like baby rat, you know, but without like arms and it was just like the slight outline of a possible fetus.
Or like a sea monkey.
Yeah.
There you go. Especially because it was in water.
Yeah. But it was so funny when it finally came out. It was literally like.
Made that noise.
No, but like it felt like it did.
It felt like
that's why I made like the patooey jokes. It really felt like my pussy just went like. It was so like I knew it. I was like, oh,
just rejecting.
When you say patooey, it kills me every single time.
So I was like, that's immediately so what I thought when it happened. I was like, oh, okay, so that's done now. Like,
yeah.
And then there's still like a little bit of cramps after, and then you have a period for like a month.
Oh no,
nonstop.
Absolutely,
and it's like
not.
A clumpy, shitty, not shitty, but not literally shitty.
You sure?
Yeah. I mean, it feels like you have the shit all the time. You have cramps.
It wasn't the hot wings. It was the abortion.
Oh, yeah. And then a week later after my abortion, it's skank fest where I'm trying to have sex with a million people and I'm just sucking dick for no reason. And no girls come near me.
I'll do a little period fuck. I would have ate your pussy.
Like messy. Yeah.
I would have done it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
You could have called
like, normally
me.
Normally, I don't give a shit. Like a normal, he could have called me. Yeah. I would have flown in. Horny, please. This looks like a crime scene down there. I need help.
Now you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Next time.
Next time.
Yep. Next abortion. That's what the leather jacket's for. That's yeah. Actually what you wear.
I'm ready.
I don't yeah. know. I picture you having like elastic gloves, being. Whoosh, let's go.
I got gloves. Yeah, I got a fuck tarp at home. We're set.
Nice.
Yeah. A fuck tarp.
Yeah. Fuck tarp.
What do you do on that?
You put soap on it and slide on.
You just lay.
That's what I do.
You lay and you snuggle. No, I stole the term.
You pray on it.
It's actually a dog blanket. I've talked about it before.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. When you say tarp, I'm like, you know,
like I'm thinking of a
murder.
Blue plastic tarp.
Yeah, yeah,
no,
yeah.
No, 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 no.
B.
It's like, nicer than that.
Oh.
No. Oh, it's a blanket.
Of course it is.
So you didn't get laid at the Skank Fest?
No, I just got
fell in love.
My clit kind of touched and my boobs played with and sucked some wieners.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Any titty fucking?
There's a bunch of edging.
Not really.
What's up with the titty fuck? Do you get titty fucked?
Not like it's like kind of like a pointless, like sometimes it's like kind of fun.
Yeah.
But I've never to like completion.
Mm. I've never done it.
Also, I feel like I look like
I've gotten my throat
shit.
Smashed in a few times in my life for sure.
Yeah. Like it's definitely
stupid,
happened, but yeah, I feel ugly. Like who has a joke? It's like going into your double chin. Maybe some, I don't know, someone somewhere has
yeah,
a joke.
Yeah, let's
about
name
titty.
All the comedians with double chins.
Yeah.
How much time we got?
Yeah.
Right.
We got two of them here.
Yeah. 100%.
Again.
Oh, that one
was sucked.
But we're not going to white people it and do what you're trying.
No.
We can't do it. Oh, I almost showed my feet. Don't look.
Can't do it.
Not
blur
them
out, Marissa.
Oh, my God.
I started banging a guy with a foot fetish, and that's been
now
fun.
Now it has to be a Patreon
yeah?
episode.
Yeah.
Has
yeah.
he bought you any shoes?
No.
That's not a real fetish.
No, I just like, well, yep. I'm doing it. He just like puts them on his face, and I'm like, that's kind of hot.
Puts him on his face. Does
yeah.
he suck on your toes?
Yeah.
Really?
At first, I was like, tickles. And I almost like kicked him. I was like, tee hee hee.
Knock him out.
Yeah. Almost.
Big old baby getting yeah. fucked.
Yeah, exactly. Let a diaper off. That's so gross. Why did I say that?
Because it's fucking funny.
Slide the diaper yeah. to the side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Slide yeah. the diaper to the side.
Slide the typey to the side. You want to ride?
You want to wide?
I can't. Oh, I want to do therapy and podcast every day.
Yay. It would be the best.
Okay, let's talk about your mom.
My mommy?
What's up with that whore?
She has a new job now. So she loves it.
Yeah.
She broke her rib, so she didn't work for a while. And me and her are both going through big old depression.
Big old depression.
Big old depression.
You think you
is
got it from
hereditary?
Her? Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. On both sides.
Mm.
Like,
oh,
both,
double
like,
whammy.
Ugh. They're like, my mom's side's just cuckoo bananas all over the place. She's the most sane one, for sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
You got lucky.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love that for you.
Like, yeah, they're just, they're what? They're everywhere. Yeah, her dad was in prison for most of her life. Which I'm hearing all these like
your mom?
Yeah, my mom's dad.
Damn.
Yeah. And my mom's mom, she's a badass. Ooh, I found out a fun cute thing. She tried to be a nun and then got kicked out of nun school for smoking cigs in the bathroom.
Ooh, my type of
gal. So I'm getting a tattoo of a nun smoking a cigarette because grandma.
You should get a cool banner like underneath it and that just says grandma.
Grandma, yeah.
You know?
Well, we called her Anna. So that's
well, there
what
you
I
go.
Put Anna.
Where are you gonna put the tat?
My asshole. I don't
yes.
know.
It sounds like
God.
A perfect candidate for a tramp stamp. If you don't already
ooh,
have one, you
my
seem like
right
somebody
above
who would
my
have
ass.
A tramp stamp.
Yeah. Foot guy's going to love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, never right. He never sees
around.
Your back.
Yeah, yeah.
Only the bottom of them feets.
Yeah.
That's feetsies. Right. That's right.
I know. I started like kind of like clipping my toenails and trying to like scrape off my worker's feet.
Yeah.
My low class. Working woman feet.
Trying to fancy him up for the foot guy.
Yeah.
That's hot.
Yeah.
How thoughtful of you.
I know, right? I'm a good person.
What do your mom's feet look like?
Yeah.
Tall. Like tall people
tall
feet.
Mm.
She's much taller than me.
Hot feet.
Yeah. Probably. There's probably a market for my mom's feet.
100%. There's a market for everyone's
foot. Even if I call
foot.
It my mom's feet, people will be like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Give me that.
Just videos of you painting your mom's toenails. That
yeah.
people would be so into that.
You're
yeah.
going tonight.
Yeah.
You might as well.
Yeah, let her know. Your nails. Don't mind the cameras.
Just trying to bond here.
Right, yeah. Let's do a mommy podcast, daughter. Mom.
Mommy, daughter, petty.
She always kind of wants to do a podcast. We did do one. Don't look it up, though. I cry, and I ugly cry.
It was good.
I ugly cried so hard.
I loved it.
I know. I watch it all the time when I miss my mommy. But
I've ugly cried on here before talking about my mom.
I've ugly cried like 3 times.
Yeah.
I cry all the time on this podcast.
Hell yeah.
Too many times. That's what we're here
for. Too many crying times. Out of our pussies and our faces.
Yeah.
All day.
I'm more of a pussy crier than a face crier.
Yeah, because you're medicated up, bitch.
I have not really
this one's
cried
fresh on the meds.
Time.
I'm just raw dog in life, if you can't tell. I'm wearing glasses and a jacket.
Yeah. I mean, same.
I mean, I'm the glass shirt. Jacket. It's 11 a.m. for the past week. The pants I wore for the past week.
Yeah, but you know,
at least. But now I don't feel things as hard. I'm on the Zoloft and Wellbutrin combo.
Oh, Zobutrin.
Zobutrin. Oh,
Zobutrin.
Or a Welloff.
Well off. That sounds maybe
like that. Brand that.
Yeah. You should. Oh, but well, I think off. I want more Wellbutrin. I need more energy. I'm trying to be like, hey, fucking dope me up so I get stuff done.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Right in the veins.
Please. Yeah. Just
start snorting it.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, maybe. Should we pick up our coke addictions now or later in life?
Coke doesn't do it.
What do you mean pick up?
Yeah. I never put it down.
Was your mom ever a cokehead?
Not really. She was like a model in the 80s, so she's like tried it.
So yeah.
Yeah.
She's giving stripper vibes.
No, she was never a stripper. She was a very wholesome woman. She was like afraid of sex for most of her, like until she was like
really
20, like early 20s.
Yeah, you didn't get that gene.
Oh, hell no.
How many people has your mom had sex with, do you think, besides your
honestly
father?
Probably not that many. I don't know.
She's had a threesome.
She's very much like you can't get to my cookie unless you love me. She says something about cookie.
Wow, she has self respect.
Yeah, she really
she calls
does.
Her pussy cookie.
That didn't. That's yeah. not hereditary.
That is
obviously.
Yeah, no, I
that
don't
is
respect
hot.
Myself at all. But I know my mom deserves the such a great love, and she's just like, I don't care. Like,
so do you.
I know. Thank you.
You're welcome. Cry.
Start crying.
I deserve love.
No, we have a family curse. We all die alone. All the women on my mom's side have died divorced and not dating.
That's right.
The way it should be.
Yep. No. And then they wrap up their bodies and they put them on a float. They light it on fire.
Yeah. We shoot
and somebody with, shoot out of a cannon.
Somebody with bagpipes.
Shoot out of a cannon. We do have bagpipes at every funeral.
Oh.
Yeah.
I need to marry into
That's
your
hot.
Family.
Yeah. It is fun. There was like.
Bring your tarp.
Yeah. Bring your tarp. Whatever else you need. It was mm-hmm. like, wow, wow, wow. I can't do a bagpipe.
That's a, that was a bagpipe?
Like,
yeah, that's
it.
More like a bagpipe.
It's more like,
okay, sorry, Marissa.
Yeah.
There it is.
I don't know.
It's the sound of me coming.
But also, like, my aunt's funeral, like, it's, like, it was fucked up just because, like, one person said they're going to handle it, and then they didn't. Then my mom had to handle a bunch of stuff. So she literally did, like, play bagpipes, like, on a phone. Like, because that's just like the only option
oh
we had.
Oh my God.
It's like tradition.
Oh, I Your thought she played did? The bagpipe.
No, yeah, she just went up there and went for
a
it.
A multi-talented woman,
yeah.
barefoot playing bagpipes.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
I
so
love that.
That's even funnier in your joke about your abortion
yeah.
when you're like, I played the bagpipes on my phone.
It's got levels. Like, as tradition.
Oh my God. You should write more about this weird
yeah.
bagpipe
I should.
Thing.
I definitely have been trying to like get more into my family stuff because... This bagpipes. I mean, it is like, yeah, it's so funny. I used to have a thing about my aunt's funeral because she was a quadriplegic. So she was like paralyzed from the neck down mostly, but she had to sit in a chair. She was like shaped like an L because her legs are always out like this. Black out the feet. But... then I had a joke like, I don't know how they put her in the casket. They had to like crack her open like a fucking lobster.
Oh, no.
My mom's like, she think it's probably
so
funny.
So true.
But she was Yikes. Cremated. I think I don't know.
So if anything, they pushed him all the way down and
right.
just folded her in.
Yeah.
And was like, see you later.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Wow. R.I.P. to the auntie.
Yeah, she ruled. She was the best. She was like the first one to be like, you can be yourself. You can be goth. I support
oh,
it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she let me listen to Eminem.
Quadriplegic means your mouth works, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So
yeah.
she can talk, but the
oh,
rest
yeah.
of her body was
yeah.
no-go, 86.
Yeah, she had huge
Got
tits.
It.
She fucked. She used to go to little people conventions.
And fuck little people?
Rumor has it.
Rumor has it.
I was there.
Yeah. Johanna was the entertainment for the night.
That's right.
But, so yeah, I went to little people conventions with her.
Damn.
It was a hoot. They get fucked up. They go wild.
Oh, I bet. Bouncing all around.
Yeah. Bouncing all around. Yeah. Having a good old time.
But I
this new little synchronized dance.
I imagine for some reason that there's like trampolines or inflatable bounce houses there for the little people so they could have a good time.
No, it's like a mixer. It's basically like a singles mixer. Like for little people.
I immediately was thinking like,
but there's
lots
also
of
like
disco
kids
balls.
And stuff. So there's like a kid and I'd be
so you
like,
can't
I'm
tell
a
the
giant.
Difference.
That must have been fun.
Yeah, I already had weird bodies. I was already tall for my age, so I was like, I'm disgusting.
And did you have titties?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Already had titch. Went to those clown conventions. A lot of conventions in my family. My other aunt was a clown.
Which convention do you think fucked you up more?
The clown convention.
Oh, yeah?
Formed yeah, because they would get, like, fucked up. Like, scary fucked up. Clowns are... They're not scary when they're clowns. They're scary out of makeup.
100p.
Yeah.
100p.
Like, them as, like, real people is way more scary.
Just a bunch of, carnies.
Yeah,
carnies.
It's fucking carnies, dude.
Oh,
they're crazy.
They're crazy. So, your aunt seemed to be wild, but your mom, was she going to, like, conventions and stuff? Like,
oh, no. She did, like business stuff. Or, like, because she was an Herbalife. But yeah, she did Herbalife, so she like yeah travel for those all the time. But and then yeah, being a model, she's also like a security guard, firefighter. Oh yeah, she went to like some firefighter convention thing.
She was a firefighter. I forgot about that.
Yeah, she's done it all.
Wow,
she's like Barbie.
She is Barbie.
She's Barbie.
Single Barbie.
Single Barbie.
I like that better.
Single independent Barbie.
Yeah, who needs Ken? If anything, yeah. We learned from the movie that Ken's a piece of shit. Yeah, really annoying.
Yeah,
and a narcissist.
Yep,
and probably a Trumper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trumper.
Definitely racist, homophobic, all of it.
Yeah, can't even handle
Fox
it.
Fox horses.
Fox horses, probably.
Fox horses. Ugh, can't even get behind it. No bestiality in this house, that's for damn
mother's
sure.
Peak. Speaking of mothers,
look oh my calling. God, hi. Hi. I have my do not disturb on. People, I think, are calling me anyway.
Yeah, is that what's like, happening? Disturb.
I'm disturbed.
Disturb. I am the
down
disturb.
With the sickness.
Disturb is for real, dude. Ugh. She's calling again, look at that.
Oh,
she's probably upstairs. We're in the same house.
Can you quiet down?
She wants to be on the pod so bad. We will have her on one day.
That'd be fun.
What else about your mom? How do you think she fucked you up? She made you funny?
I don't know. I feel like she didn't fuck me up as much as like society did, and she was like trying to protect me from it.
Yeah.
Because like kids are so mean to me. So like the dieting thing, because she was like working with Herbalife.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so
yeah.
Like. A lot of that, like, taking, like, weird vitamins. I don't think it was, like, diet pills. It was, like, metabolism vitamins. But also, it's, like, an 8-9-year-old should be taking any kind of, like, thing that's going to do something to your metabolism.
Right.
But she didn't know. She truly, like, thought, like, this is, like, healthy stuff. It's going to make you all better. Because she knows how sad I was being, like, the fat, weird kid. And she like, hated seeing it. Because I would get, like, bullied a lot and come home crying. And, like, I was, like, the first one with stretch marks. I remember, like, going into gym class. And, oh, God, gym class was a fucking nightmare.
The worst.
Because for one, everyone already thought I was a lesbian. They're like afraid of me, afraid of the weird girl with the boy name who's probably like, ugh. And then I was big and fat and had boobs.
I would have been friends with you for sure.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
I at least would have been like, hey, Connor, in the hallway.
Yeah.
You know?
Quickly walk away.
Yeah.
Like, just in case he shoots the place up.
I was very much that person.
Oh, no. Yeah. I was like very, I was like capybara.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like,
you.
What
you said capybara like the animal
yeah
that's cute.
Capybara is cute.
Yeah,
I love
a capybara.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just kind of like I didn't have like a group, but I was kind of like everyone was chill with me after a while. Like yeah, being little like I was made fun of because children are awful.
Yes,
but by the time like middle school came around
them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was like that's when I got in my goth phase and they're like, hey, there's weird goth Connor, but she's chill.
Your mom was like, honey, wear all black, but also here's your Herbalife.
Yeah. No, she's like, don't wear black. Can you wear something else? She threw in my trip pants. I know she did.
Oh,
there's like,
my
I got
God.
Big old trip pants with chains and like red, and I saved up for them, and I was so excited. I wore them like once, and then suddenly they disappeared.
I want to call her right now.
I know. No, I totally talked. I called her out, and she's like, oh, yeah.
She admitted?
Yeah.
Wow.
Did she at least replace the pants?
No.
With like some Hollister pants?
Right. No.
Right.
I couldn't fit in those ever.
Oh, I couldn't. I couldn't either.
Yeah.
No, never that.
Yeah.
Never that. Thank God. Mm. Shit. Looking like a bunch of Avril Lavigne's out here. Can't be having that. Shirt pants. Those are like the elephant pants, right? The ones that are like super.
Yeah, like super big. Kids are wearing them now. Again.
I had them.
Yeah, they're into it.
I want some.
Mine are baby blue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
We got to fit in. We got to stay young.
You got to stay young. You got to stay hip.
And relevant.
Right.
Ugh, the pressure.
I know.
About to.
But don't look too desperate.
Yeah. Play it cool. But be
it's
cool.
It's just like dating, trying to be. I don't care. I don't like. Well, I like a lot of younger people, but I hate most of them. They're mostly awful.
Really?
A lot of, like, I mean, and like spaces like comedy and like.
Mm.
Where I work, which is like a really niche thing, like they're cool, but like I don't know, like we also like I work at a dick store, dick waffle place, like we make edible dicks and pussies that are delicious, but like there'll be like a group of like fucking high schoolers that come in and be like, ah, my dicks, oh my god, yeah, like this fucking monsters that I'm like, hey, can't be in here, and like, yeah, fuck you, fat bitch.
Is there a do they check IDs at the dick store?
We say it, but we don't like act. We just know, like, are you 18? They're like, yeah. Like, show me your ID. They're like, meh, meh. And they go.
I left it in the car.
Some of them are so fucking cunty. Have you heard that trend of like Sephora girls or whatever? Yes.
What's the trend?
So it's like this, like spoiled ass girls who go to Sephora and spend like $600.
Oh,
and like
yeah.
demand their mom pays it.
Or, met one of those recently.
Yeah. They come. They come to the thing. They come to the waffle shop, and I'm like, hey, are you 18? And they're like, it says right there that you have to, wait, no. First she goes, yes. I'm like, okay, prove it. No, but my mom says I can be here. I'm like, I don't care. And then they're like, right there, it says you have to be 16. And I'm like, I don't care. I'm the manager. Like, go. And she's like, well, why? Why can't I be here? I'm like, so I don't want you buying a dick waffle and making some video of you like sucking it off. And right. then that going on the internet for some creeps. And I
did
like,
you say that to her?
Yeah, literally. Yeah. I'm like, mm-hmm. no, because fucking pedophiles. And I want nothing to do with that. Like,
yeah.
I know you little sluts
bridge.
Are doing.
Hard limit.
They're wearing like their short skirt. They're little whores. I've been one once. I'm
for
like,
sure.
No, I'm not going to help you fucking let some 6-year-old pedophile jerk off.
From one slut to another.
Yeah.
No.
Correct.
Like, I see you, but I was way nicer about it. I was a nice slut, at least. You're a little cunt. Like, I love saying no to them. God, you know, it's like the first time in their life they've been told no.
They're a slut with money.
Somebody's got to do it.
Slut
Someone's
got to
do
dangerous.
It. I'm like, next I'm going to beat your ass. No, I won't. Because I don't want to go to jail, but.
Right.
I wanted to. Kind of wanted to hit him.
You just got to find a younger person to beat the ass for you.
Right. Let's
That's
have like
right.
one 13-year-old in the back. Like a big 13-year-old.
Find the version of you just walking around.
Yeah,
New York
exactly.
City.
Like, hey, you're brooding.
Yeah.
Come over here, kid.
I'm looking for a 6'4", 14-year-old to beat this girl's ass.
Right?
Yeah, please. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, God. Okay.
That's why I got an abortion.
The dog fucking barking. Yeah, that's exactly why.
You wouldn't have a Sephora kid, though.
Mm-mm.
No. You'd have,
you never
I feel
know.
Like, I feel like your kid would be into hockey for some reason.
I love that.
That's an assumption.
I love that.
Yeah, that it's a, it is a broad assumption and a stereotype, but am I wrong?
No.
I feel like you get births like the opposite of you.
Yeah, like I'm going to have like a sporty kid.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. I get
it. I
guess
so.
Me? Was my dad here already? Oh, my God. I told him to.
Okay. Well, do you want to go out and talk to him for a second?
Yeah.
And we'll just close it out.
Noon. And we're back. And we're not annoyed at anyone.
No.
Never that.
Never
ever. That.
The car ride is going to be really fun.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be fantastic.
Oh, God.
Okay.
It's okay.
Do you want to talk about your daddy issues now?
Nah.
No.
He doesn't deserve it. He's not worthy.
Nah. He's a good dad.
Non-mentionable.
He just like shows up a half an hour early and is like, why aren't you here?
At least he shows up.
Yeah, exactly. 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 That's why I can't complain.
The grass is always meaner.
Yeah. Now he's all pissed off at me because, okay.
Show up for yourself, honey.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's me talking to me in the mirror.
Right. That's funny. He literally texts me right before, be there at noon. Perfect. Yeah.
Thumbs up, love
Comes,
it.
Shows up 20 minutes early. Why aren't you ready?
Yeah.
Like, because you said noon.
Do you have a sense that either of your parents are like closeted gay ever?
There was, my mom thought my dad was gay for a while because he likes like gardening and he likes like interior design and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he's so mad.
Because he's... What? Because he's gay?
Because he's gay.
I don't think he's gay. He definitely likes chicks. He thinks chicks are hot.
Well,
I think so do gay people.
Maybe he's bi. I don't know. You never know.
So do gay people.
Yeah that's true. You're saying my dad's a lesbian?
Maybe.
Yes. The gardening, the interior design.
Yeah.
That'd be great. If your dad were gay, do you think he'd be a top or a bottom?
Top.
Top?
Yeah.
That means he'd probably be a bottom.
Yeah.
I feel I don't want my dad to be a bottom.
What's wrong with a bottom? You know?
What's wrong with a bottom? Oh, well.
Oh, yeah, why. I forgot. The haircut like that, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I just don't respect bottoms. No, I'm kidding.
Me leaves. Yeah. Literally. Well, I guess I'll see myself out. Bottom.
Mostly because I'm lazy.
Yeah, same. And I like to feel small because I'm so big.
Yeah. Yeah. That is totally a thing.
Yeah, you get it.
Oh, my God. That has to be a thing, right? Mm-hmm.
Right.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Because, yeah, I used to be the tallest, biggest, and then it was kind of... I'm still big, but short.
Now it's like, throw me around.
Yeah.
And
Toss me.
It's not really throwing. It's just kind of pushing really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you still go, wee. Jiggling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And then you put a little force in to make them feel good. You're like, oh my God, you're so strong. And it's like, yeah.
And then everyone comes.
Yeah.
I love that.
I'm the fuck tarp.
Hell yeah. Yay. I'm discovering that I'm more of a top than I ever thought I would be, which is exciting. Because I was, you know, dating and fucking men for the majority of my life. Was usually a bottom, but I just think that's because I wasn't having a good time.
Like topping in a straight way isn't you're just riding.
Yeah,
unless you're
sure.
You're pegging someone.
Yeah, but you can still be like pretty like dominant in like straight situations.
I've never been. Yeah, I've never experienced that.
Wouldn't know.
The one time I thought I was supposed to be the dominant one, the guy's like, "No, I don't like that," and I don't know why. I like assumed that like. You're a little bitch. Try choking him. Yeah. My hands are small. I'm like,
Was it the Puerto Rican that looked like Prince? Because that would make sense.
No, he's very much. He was the bossy one.
Top daddy.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Little very feminine, but you know.
Puerto Rican.
Yeah. Oh.
Whatever that means. Probably.
Mi gente.
Mi gente. Arriba.
Sí.
Okay, any last words about your mom, your abortion, your Puerto Rican, or your dad?
I love my mom. I love my dad. Shout out abortion. Woo! Rest in peace.
R.I.P. to that angel.
Yeah.
Does it have a name?
Puerto Rican
angel. Did you name it?
Eduardo. No, I don't know.
Consuela.
Consuela. No, but I imagine he was a gay Puerto Rican man, and he probably would have been gorgeous. Because that boy was very gorgeous. If it just like had his skin and body and everything else and just like my cheekbones, it'd be great.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
R.I.P. to
my great personality. If it took that.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
No, but really.
Yeah.
And your toes.
Yeah, my toes.
And your toes.
My little feet.
Okay. Mom, dad, abortion.
Puerto Rican, fuck you.
Puerto Rican, fuck you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not because he's Puerto Rican.
Hope your island drowns.
There's like, a fucking tsunami.
Yeah,
right. Your tsunamis? Rice sucks.
No, he lives really in good. New York. He's not. If Puerto Rico goes down, nothing's gonna happen to him.
Yeah, but still.
But his family, his lineage,
yeah. Lineage.
We're just trying
didn't
to
do anything that bad. He's just kind of a dick.
Well,
he's kind of a narcissist.
Turns out we're loyal friends, yeah. And we give a fuck about
Take
you.
Out the whole place.
How about that?
Yeah.
He's still your baby daddy. We don't love baby daddies.
No, not at all.
No, we're very anti baby daddies.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I think we had some. Can we try that again? No. One, two, three. Yeah.
Say no.
Yeah, we're harmonizing.
We nice. Did it.
I thought you start with
harmonizing
no.
At
oh yeah, you are correct.
Oh,
now I'm gonna play that song, and yeah. We will that immediately. Will,
Marissa, fucking roll the credits and put that song in there.
The credits. As if any of us are credible.
It just
which,
says Ludacris.
Plug away.
I'm going to be at Laugh Boston, if you live in Boston.
Yeah.
March bitch. 28th till, no, that weekend of March 28th. There's like a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I'm going to be there every Tuesday. You can catch me producing in the Lower East Side.
That's right.
At Tuesday night. Follow Tuesday Night Comedy. do it. So I look like I'm good at my job. I sometimes get stage time.
Is it always hosted by Colm?
Colm and Lil Sasquatch. Colm Terrell and Lil Sass.
Hey.
Sometimes. Sometimes you have to have a guest host or whatever. But it's fun. And there's really good comedians that are all past at the Cellar in the Stand. Fucking Mark Norman popped in once.
Todd Barry.
Todd Barry's there all the time. Mm. Josh Adam Myers.
Oh, love him.
Yeah. It's a good hang. It's a fun, fun time. Then, yeah, there's other stuff like New York stuff that I can't think of right now. You have a in Portland, Connecticut on 420.
Oh, yeah.
So that'll be
getting
nice.
High in Connecticut.
High in Connecticut.
You have a website now?
Oh, yeah. I Come have a on, website bitch. Now. ConnorMedian.com. ConnorMedian.com. I wish you could make it .com.
He can?
Don't you need it needs
.com?
Like .com.
A dot
or
com.
Con.
Oh,
dot com actually
I see
is way
what you're
funny.
Saying. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That would be fun. That'd be fun.
But no, yeah.
I'll check with the lesbians in tech and see what they
thanks.
Can.
That's
yeah,
what I was
please,
trying. Huh?
Yeah.
That's what I was going for.
Do you? Where can people find you, Brie?
I am at Itchy Snitchy on Instagram. Itchy Snitchy with an underscore on Twitter. On my Instagram, you will find me frequently going on live and reading the Britney Spears autobiography. I have chapters 1 through, I think, 22 up there now. If you wanna read, and I'll be, you know, probably this week going live with 22 plus. So if you care about Britney Spears as much as I do, that's what you can find on my page. So it's really important.
I love that. Fuck yeah. Follow her. I also have a website. It is johannamadronda.com. All of my dates are up there right now. This is going to be dropping on the night that I am at the Detroit House of Comedy in downtown Detroit. I'll be there, I believe, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Two shows Friday, and then one and one. So make sure to catch me downtown Detroit. I'm also going to be in Milwaukee at the end of the month and in Chicago in May. Shows in between all over the place. So make sure to follow me at johanna.madronda. This has been Each Other's Mothers. Thank you so much, Connor Mead, for joining us today. We love you so much.
Of course,
much.
I love you so much. I miss this so much.
Oh, I hate that Puerto Ricans in New York City took you away from us.
But I don't.
Taking everything.
Now
our
dad's
jobs.
Taking you. Yeah. Fucking jobs, man. Our pets' heads are fucking falling off. Okay. We love you.
Love you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.